the story of Jonah, and it really does have a lot of significance as we come into this season of Easter. In the scripture in Luke chapter 11, and Jesus is talking, the Jewish people, that they were saying, well, give us some proof, you know, that if Jesus, if you really are the Son of God, then do a miracle for us. Do some sort of miraculous sign and do something, and then we'll believe that in God, we'll believe in who you say you are. Just do a miracle. Well, we know that Jesus actually did many miracles. But Jesus answered these Jewish people that were saying it to him and says, look, even as Jonah was a sign for his generation, that to Jesus, he would be a sign for this generation. He is the sign. He is the miracle. And further on in Matthew chapter 12, he goes on and he expands that. He says, even as Jonah was in the belly of that giant fish, that big fish for 3 days, he says that the Son of Man, Jesus referring to himself, that he also will be like 3 days. And we know that when Jesus died on the cross, he died on Good Friday. And on the third day, on Easter Sunday, is when Jesus Christ was raised again from the dead. And so 3 days, and even Jonah, 3 days in the belly of that giant fish. And so Jesus was saying to them, guys, you want some proof? You want some proof? You want a miracle? Then I will be the miracle. I am the miracle. And then as we know that Jesus was crucified on the cross, that's what Good Friday is about. It's remembering Jesus' death upon the cross. But then, not only did Jesus die, but Jesus also rose again. And that's what Easter Sunday is all about. And so Jonah is very significant because Jonah was a sign for that generation. And Jesus himself used Jonah as an example of what he would be doing on the cross through his death and resurrection. And certainly that message that Helen has brought to us this morning is all about that chance that we have. That second chance that we have. And that's really why Jesus died on the cross. Because without Christ, we are all hopeless. We don't have any hope. But because of Jesus Christ, because he died to take away our sin, died in our place, took the punishment that we all deserve for all the bad stuff that we've ever done, Jesus took that upon himself. And if we accept Jesus, we say, Lord, I give you all the junk, all the things, all the rubbish of my life, I give it to you. And in exchange, he gives us all his holiness, all his righteousness, his perfection, so that when we stand before God, that we are clean before God. We're able to receive that love that God wants to pour on us so generously, so completely. And then more than that, we know that Jesus rose again. And the fact that Jesus rose again was seen by so many witnesses. He appeared to Peter, first of all. The ladies at the tomb saw him. The 10 of the apostles saw him. Over 500 people at one time saw him. A clearly documented historical fact that Jesus rose again from the dead. And that's the promise that we have of eternal life, that we're going to live forever with Jesus Christ, because he not only defeated sin, but he also defeated death. And so Easter is a very significant time. And certainly our heart is that as you come into that Easter period, coming up with Good Friday, I encourage you to come along Friday morning at 9 o'clock, 1 hour service from 9 to 10. And then Sunday morning at 10 o'clock when we celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead. Really encourage you to come along. But just really want you to grab a hold of that. Remember, Jonah, he was a message for the people of Nineveh. And the message was very clear. He says, you can't keep living like the way you're living. You need to turn away. You need to change your heart. God's a gracious God. And the message to us today, if we don't know Jesus Christ, you can't keep living the way that you're living. You need to change your heart and turn to Jesus Christ. So I'm just going to say a little prayer for us this morning. And then we're going to invite the team up this morning and invite you. But let's just pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Lord that you speak to us in many, many different ways. And Lord, just for the message that's come this morning through puppets, Lord. Lord, telling us about Jonah, Lord, who was like a symbol of Jesus to come. And Lord, that you delivered not only Jonah from that belly of the whale, even as Christ was risen from the dead, Lord, but that you touched the people of Nineveh. And Lord, when they said sorry, when they received you and asked forgiveness, Lord, you just poured your love upon them and you forgave them. And Lord, I just pray, Lord, for anyone that is here this morning that doesn't know you in a personal way, Lord, even as they turn away and say, sorry, I don't want to live like I have before. I don't want to live a life that's not pleasing to you. I want to turn my heart. I want to have Jesus in my life. Lord, I pray that you pour your love upon them. And Father, I pray for all of us. Lord, all of us who do know you, Lord, that over this time and coming up to Good Friday and Easter Sunday, Lord, we know every day that Jesus has risen from the dead, Lord. We live in that. But Father, help us to use this time to tell other people what Easter's about. Lord, that they too may have that second chance that only you can give, Father. We ask that in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Well, let's